Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, hey. Hope you're doing okay. Hope things are going well. I'm glad you're here at No Longer Hopeless Podcast. And if things aren't going well, things are kind of rough, things are not how you expected them to be, I'm also glad you're here. Thanks for coming to No Longer Hopeless Podcast. Thanks for listening. We're all in this together. It's getting close to the middle of the month of the new year. New year 2024 is upon us, and that's pretty exciting. So how are you doing? Are you staying with your changes, your resolutions, what you tried to do different this year? Maybe you're not. Maybe you are. That's good. I'm glad that you're staying with it. And if you're not, you can always start again. You don't have to wait till January of 2025. Hey, but I do wanted to pass on a couple of things to you. I told you earlier when we started this season, we're going to start having interviews and review some books. And I've started doing the book reviews, and we've only had one interview so far. I have in the works, in the on deck circle, I guess, if you will, of the comparison of what's coming up soon. I have at least 5, maybe 6 interviews that I'm just kind of getting dates and scheduling figured out on their end, my end. And then I have more after that, but I do know of on deck, maybe another, maybe at least 5 or 6. So that's pretty exciting. And I don't really want to say too much more about it until I get it fully confirmed, either on their end, my end. A lot of it's just scheduling, just trying to figure out how we can do it. But it won't be just me this entire season. I do want to bring in other voices. We are going to continue to review books that have been a message of hope to me that I've personally benefited from that I wanted to pass on to you as we're going through this season together. One thing I wanted to share with you today, though, is an encouragement, I'm hoping, for you as a time of hope. And just sometimes life is not easy. Life's not an easy road. I mean, that's the truth of it. And so I wanted to share with you, where do you get hope in that time? When maybe you are here and you're not doing good. Your new year has not gotten any better than your last year. Maybe you are doing good. Either way, I'm glad you're here. But I just wanted to talk to you personally, just a little bit of snapshot into our life, my life, what's going on. Hey, listen, life's not easy. It's not just rainbows and unicorns and puppy dogs. It's tough. But, you know, life, it ebbs and flows. You know, sometimes you got a job that's going great. School's going good. Car's working. Lights are on. Everything's good. Friend and family are having, you know, everybody gets along. Things are happening, clicking along, health, great. Then all of a sudden, boom, life throws a curveball. You get sideswiped. You don't see this coming at all. Maybe you lose a job. Maybe something happens at school. Maybe you have a friend or family that kind of comes against you. Maybe someone that you know, you love, gets sick, really sick. All of a sudden, things aren't so super wonderful. So what do? Here's what you do. You don't give up. You keep going. You keep pressing in. And I'm talking about myself too. We put our trust in God. We put our trust in God. Listen, it's easy to put trust in God when everything is smooth sailing. It's easy whenever you know that the groceries are there. You know the lights will be on. You know school is going great and you're going to ace the test. You know that you got the promotion. Everything is clicking on all cylinders. Easy to praise God. But what do you do when everything is not going as it should? You keep trusting God. I was looking this up. I thought this was very interesting. So I thought, what is the definition of trust? And this is from the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, 5th edition. I mean, you could look this up anywhere else, but this is just a quick snapshot. Came up with this. Listen, I thought this was interesting. Trust means a firm belief in the integrity, the ability, or character, confidence, or reliance. Well, that was interesting. A condition and resulting obligation of having confidence placed in one, and then another one, it says one, which confidence is placed. So you see the theme there? Confidence. Trusting and confidence. It means you put a belief in the reliability, the truth of the situation, the strength of it. So when it comes to trusting God, it's really not that hard. We trust in his reliability. We trust that he always keeps his word. We trust in the confidence that we can have in God because he is God Almighty. We believe God. We put trust in God. You know, there's a saying, you may have heard this before. It says, it's some people say it pretty emphatically, but it says, God said it, or the Bible said it. Some say the Bible, some say God. They'll say, God said it, the Bible said it, either one of those. They say, I believe it, and that settles it. That's a good saying. I think it's a little inaccurate, though. Actually, I think we should switch those last two around. God said, or the Bible said, the Bible said it. That settles it. I believe it. See, here's the deal. It's true if you believe it or if you don't believe it. It doesn't matter if you believe it. It'll benefit you if you believe it. But because the word of God said it, it is true. And that is already settled, regardless of how you respond to it. I don't mean to come across harsh, but I want us to get the grasp that, listen, it's our responsibility to engage and trust God. He is always God. He is forever faithful. He does not lie. He does not change. He is and was and forever will be faithful, a good, good God. So what I want you to get is, and even in the hard times, don't let your feelings dictate where your trust goes. Feelings are fickle. I mean, listen, if you've lived any bit of life, you know feelings can come and go just like the wind. They're not a very good barometer at all. But you need to put your trust in God regardless of how you feel. It's and what you know. And what do you know? God is good. His word is forever and it is true. This is what trusting God is. It is living a life of belief and being obedient to God. Here it is, even when it's difficult. Yeah, that's what trusting God is. So what do you do during those hard times? Well, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. There's probably a lot more things that can be done. And hey, I welcome you. What do you do? How do you trust God in difficult times? What do you do? Here's just some of the things I do. Here's some things I want to pass on to you just to have hope and encouragement. One of the things, get this, one of the things is this: worship God. Worship the Lord. Worship Jesus. What in the world am I talking about? Because anyone can worship God when it's smooth sailing. When the valleys are lifted up, the mountains are torn down, and it is a clear path, no rocks in your way. You kind of almost expect to, because God's doing it. But when the hard times come, when sickness comes, when the job loss comes, whenever, insert whatever, happens, and at that moment, you decide, I am trusting God, and I will worship you because you are my God. Because I'm not ruled by situation or circumstance. I'm not ruled by my feelings. I declare that you are God, good, bad, or ugly. And I'm going to choose to put my trust in you. It's a powerful moment. It's a powerful moment because it sets the precedent. It says that I trust you, God. I trust you more than any situation. I trust you. Listen, the word is the word is the word. It's forever true. I encourage you, get into the word. Start looking into certain scriptures. Find the hope. There's hope all through the word. Listen, go back to our first season of this podcast. We went literally through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. There is hope to be found in every book of the Bible. But here's the deal. If you don't go look, then it's a secret that's right there in front of you that you'll never discover. You've got to get in the Word. And more importantly, get the Word in you. So I encourage you, get into the Word. Hey, here's one I want you to be aware of, to think about this. it's okay to actually have unbelief. Yeah, I know. That kind of sounds weird, doesn't it? Listen, things happen that it's bigger than we can even understand. And you can actually confess that to the Lord. There's a time in the Bible where he talked about, and I believe it's in Mark, where the Jesus was talking to this man, and Jesus said, "Do you believe?" And he said, "I believe, but help my unbelief." It's okay. Express that you don't know what to do. You don't know how to trust, but you do trust God. You do put your faith in him. Let it be known. Listen, this didn't take God by surprise. Insert whatever it is in your life, a sickness, a death, a job loss, school not going well, whatever it is. It did not take God by surprise. You don't have to fake it. You can tell it, I trust you, but I need help with my unbelief in this. And so another thing to do, take time to remember who God is. Remember in the Word, we've talked about different times, there was altars that were set up. There was things of remembrance that were set up. And this is where you need to go back. Look in your life. The Lord has been good to you. And sometimes you just don't even realize it till you take time to realize it. There's times that God's hand's been on your life. Good times, bad times, hard times. But he's always there. He's always faithful. Because God is bigger than your circumstances. Listen, I know, I get it. Sometimes difficult times feel like they last forever, but they are temporary. You know what's forever? The Lord God Almighty, the Word of God. It will reign forever and ever. So take time, look in the Word. There's hope to be found. And so the big thing I want you to take away from this is this. God said it. That settles it. I believe it. Take time to take the moment and put a trust in the God that you serve, the God that you go after. He's got this. He is not going to fail you. He's not going to leave you. You are not alone. He's got this. He's got you. But this is our response to him. You need to put your trust in him because he is the Lord. He's bigger than any situation. He's bigger than any problem that you may be coming against. And the truth of it is, God will come through. He will provide. He will make a way because he is God and he is not taken by surprise by any of this. So I encourage you, this is what I want you to do. Take time, spend time with the Lord. Even in these hard, hard times, make that your moment. Praise the Lord. Worship his holy name. Even in your bad situation, take time to say, I don't understand, but I do know this. I trust you. Yeah, life is not easy. I totally get that. And there's some curveballs thrown that no one ever expected. I also get that. But here's what I want you to get. The Lord God Almighty, he is not taken by surprise. He is fully aware of what's going on. And he wants to be a part of your life. Will you let him be a part of your life? Get that? So listen, trust him, trust him, trust him. Put your trust in the God. Remember when we talked about trust, what is that? The common theme through the definitions was a confidence is place. Place your confidence in him. Place your confidence in him. And know this, he is good. He is a good, good God. A good father. There's a song about that. Hey, I hope that you found this encouraging. I hope that you found hope in this. If you did, please pass it on. Tell others. They're not alone. Get the word out. I'll get this out to you guys, and then you get the word out to others. If you can, like, share, subscribe. If you have a chance, leave a comment. It'd be great. It helps the algorithms. It helps people know to discover, to find this podcast. I do appreciate the ones that have commented already, and we'll try to get to those read in the future. We do have some interviews lined up. I'm excited about it. I look forward to getting those voices out to you. We'll have some more books to review. We're in this together. Here's the deal. Make the decision. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in God. You cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong at all by putting your trust in God in the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.